RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Pumps left, looks right, throws open to Luke McCaffrey behind the defense. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Luke McCaffrey was sprung free.
This is a great play call, and this is the Deebo Samuel thing. You throw a bunch of bubble screens to it, and then you fake the bubble, and Luke McCaffrey fakes like he's going to block, and he is literally wide open for the touchdown. What a play call.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on The Fan. Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game, 9, 10 a.m., 105.1 FM, 3 hours pregame, 3 hours postgame as well. The Commanders' official radio broadcast can be heard only on 910 The Fan in Richmond and the Odyssey app. Let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. That was the good, the Luke McCaffrey touchdown, as heard right here on 910 The Fan. It's 1 p.m., which means it's time for the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
All right, let's go right to the phone lines. If you want to chime in, we like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. 833-804-0910. Let's go to Witt in Chesterfield. What's up, Witt? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
AWOD, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
Good. First off, I wanted to just let you know I enjoyed at Football Fest 3, and thanks for the Commander's cap. I'll be wearing it, you know, at the Detroit game in November.
Well, I love to hear that. We had a terrific event in August, but today's a terrible Tuesday, so let's hear from you, Witt. What lost the game for Washington?
Let me tell you, in my opinion, we have dug ourselves one hell of a hole, and I'll tell you why. If we don't beat Dallas on Sunday, then we go to 3-4.
Yeah.
I hate to be a downer, but I don't think we can beat Kansas City in Kansas City on that Monday night. We'd go to 3-5. And then we have a very serious danger of not making the playoffs. We've got to win one of those two road games, and I would rather it be against Dallas because I don't think we can beat Kansas City on the road.
No, we have absolutely dug ourselves a hole because you always want to stay above 500, and we had a great opportunity to get two games above 500. These next four games are going to be the most difficult on the schedule. Dallas, Kansas City, Seattle, and then Detroit.
All right. if we can beat Dallas, and let's say we lose to Kansas City, okay, then we've got to beat Seattle at home, Detroit at home, and win that neutral game against the Dolphins in Spain. And at that point, we'd be 7-4. We're going into the bye, and then we've got six games to go. Let's just say we split those six games. There's your 10 wins there. We can probably get in there.
Right. Well, that's the thing is we've made it very difficult for ourselves to hit 10 wins now, because I would be fine with a 2-2 split over the next four games. Dallas and Kansas
really?
City are going to be so difficult, both on the road.
I know.
And then we turn home. Seattle can throw the ball with Sam Darnold, and Detroit's one of the best offenses. So at this point, I would be okay with 5-5. And I think that's what we have to root for. I really do. But good call, Witt. I mean, we definitely put ourselves into a bad position. One where we need to steal a victory, because Chicago stole one from us. There's no way they should have won that game. We put the ball on the turf way too often. Good call, Witt. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's get to AWOD's 10 takeaways here on the Fan. Stub, number one, Jaden Daniels has won us so many games. He lost us this one, unfortunately. That fumble lost us the game. It's on Jaden Daniels. He knows that. He's going to tell the media that. He's going to tell his teammates that. That's why I'm staying optimistic that he's going to pick himself back up again and have a terrific game against the Dallas Cowboys. It wasn't just the fumble, but you cannot throw an interception in the red zone, especially one where on replay he had three guys wide open. Zach Ertz is wide open in the middle of the field. You missed Debo. You were too late to throw that pass. Don't throw it. You also had, I think it was McNichols or Bill in the flat. We were driving the ball. I don't even think that was a third down. Like, check me on that stuff. I think it was like a first or second out. He didn't need to force that pass. He didn't need to force it at all, right? And so that interception in the red zone, so hard to win a game when you have a red zone interception. That's one of those things I was talking about, too. We weren't good enough in the red zone in terms of converting red zone trips into touchdowns.
That was a 2nd and 5 on their 21.
Yeah. 2nd and 5, and Zach Ertz was wide open for a first down. Just keep moving the chains. Jaden tried to force it in there. He tried to get the touchdown to give us more momentum. It was bad. It was a really bad throw. Let's go to takeaway number two. Missed tackling. Missed tackling has been an issue all season long. It really made a difference there. It wasn't just the missed tackle on the DeAndre Swift run, the catch run for 55 yards. But, I mean, let's talk about this for a second. How similar was that damn DeAndre Swift catch and run to Saquon Barkley last year in the first play of the game, right? Around the outside, a guy has him in the sidelines. Just push him out of bounds, and yet you let him cut inside. You can never let that happen. It was so similar to the Saquon Barkley issue. Missed tackles has been an issue since Dan Quinn got the job here, and they keep, you know, saying we're going to be violent. You got to be violent and wrap people up. Takeaway number three, mistakes lead to losses. It's a bad time for Bill to have a fumbling issue, because he's getting all the hype around the league here, and I'm not saying it got to his head at all, but it does change your vision when you have to focus on having two hands on the ball at all times. And I didn't think he was himself after the fumble, and I think it's something we have to keep an eye on now. I mean, I'd be worried about a fumble again. Especially with Dallas, who's got dogs on the defensive side of the ball, trying to punch that ball out. Takeaway number four, another zero on the board after one quarter. Just completely unacceptable. I don't know who the blame's on this time, right? Maybe it is on Jaden Daniels, and maybe that's what this is, that Jaden Daniels has not started games strong enough. I thought the play calling was good. Like, it's hard for me to blame Cliff here on this one. I thought early on, like late in the game, I thought the play calling was bad, right? But on the first drive of the game, you go right down the field, and then Jaden throws the interception. And then the second drive of the first quarter, Bill has a fumble. I'm not putting that on Cliff Kingsbury or Dan Quinn. That's not the coaching staff fault for this slow start again. That's the players. That's on the players. And so I'm not blaming the coaching staff at all there. We had good play design. We went right down the field after we gave up a field goal. Now, I'm upset with the defense, the way they started the game, giving up two field goal drives, but this has been the case for this defense. They bend, but they don't break. They're going to give up yards, and they're going to keep us in it, hopefully, by not giving up touchdowns. And that's what happened in the first half. And then I'm going to say this. One positive of the 10 takeaways. A really strong third quarter. You got to give Dan Quinn credit. They came out there, and the third quarter was 8 plays, 3 minutes off the clock, field goal. I would have loved a touchdown, but yes, it's a field goal. Defense gives up a field goal. Offense had their most impressive drive, 9 plays, 84 yards. And once again, let's take a listen to the radio call as Jaden Daniels throws to Luke McCaffrey on a great play designed by Cliff Kingsbury. They had been setting this up with the screen pass to Deebo Samuel. This time they fake it. McCaffrey is wide open, 33 yards into the end zone. Here is Bram Weinstein on the call.
Snap to Daniels, pumps left, looks right, throws open to Luke McCaffrey behind the defense. He walks into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Luke McCaffrey was sprung free!
This is a great play call, and this is the Deebo Samuel thing. You throw a bunch of bubble screens to him, and then you fake the bubble, and Luke McCaffrey fakes like he's going to block, and he is literally wide open for the touchdown.
Yeah, good call there on the fan. Deebo Samuel had been so good on those screen passes, and then they fake it and get a really big chunk explosive play. After that touchdown and then a blocked field goal and then another touchdown, you've completely flipped the momentum. You went from a game that was 16-10 and made it 24-16. You got to be able to close out this game. Takeaway number six, we could not close out the game. Takeaway number seven, we cannot stop runs outside. And I talked about it, 91 yards on 8 carries outside, couldn't do much in the inside, and I think that's just because we have slower linebackers in Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu and weak corners. Mikey Sainer still, as much as I like him, he couldn't come up there and make the big play. Marshawn Lattimore couldn't come up and make the big play. Trey Amos couldn't come up and make the big play. We're so weak stopping runs on the outside. Takeaway number eight, I thought Cliff Kingsbury got a little bit too much into the pass attack. I know the play action was working, but at the end of the day, when you have a lead in the fourth quarter, and especially an 8-point lead like that, you want to be able to ground and pound. And we ran the ball successfully enough to keep going with it. 26 attempts for Jaden Daniels. One too many. And one mistake cost us this game. And now you have to stay the trend that I've been tracking, Stub. It died last night. From 15-3 to now 15-4 when Jaden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. I felt so good in the second half there when he got a 15-yard run and then an 18-yard run to get up to 38 yards, 52 yards on the ground for the game. That was good enough, man.
I was thinking the exact same thing when he passed that 34. I went, oh, we got it.
Yeah. But you can't fumble. You can't fumble in the fourth quarter. Takeaway number nine, we have a kicking issue. I have no trust. If Dan Quinn trusted him, he would have put him out there for a 58-yard field goal. I get it wasn't the best conditions, but you're at home. They trusted their kicker to go out there. Takeaway number 10, thought the crowd looked good on TV. I know we had one caller that complained about how it wasn't a full blackout. Thought it looked decent on TV. I thought they were really loud at times, especially during that blocked field goal. That was good. But now you have to go and steal a road win in Dallas. Like that caller said, we've just put ourselves in a bad position here because you were at 3-2 and you should have been at 4-2 and had a chance to go to make it 5-2 and maybe you steal one in Kansas City, make it 6-2. Well, now you're 3-3 and I would be totally happy with 5-5. I would be even happy with 5-6 and going into the bye week where they're giving ourselves a fighting chance. And that's because I've now changed my mind on what our ceiling is for this season. With a defense that can't stop the run on the outside and a secondary that can't stop giving up explosive plays when they play man-to-man, I don't know how we're supposed to win some of these games. I know that if we get Terry McLaurin back, we could definitely win one of these next two road games. In Dallas or at Kansas City. I don't know if we can do it without him. So now we're kind of relying on the health of a guy who missed training camp. It's not a good position to be in here. Stubb, do you agree with me? Would you be okay with 2-2 over the next four games here?
Yes, actually, yes. Chiefs and Lions are in there, so I'm going to forgive us for losing those two. But yeah, I think we could scrape one.
Yeah, and I think we can go to Dallas and beat the Cowboys. If the New York Giants nearly did...
I feel great about that game, if I'm being honest.
I don't feel great, because I think they could score 30, but I think Jay Daniels can go score 40. So
yeah,
we'll see how it plays out. I think it'll be a high-scoring affair. We cannot turn the ball over, cannot make mistakes, got to have a good first quarter, got to put a damn point on the board in the first quarter if we're going to win this game. But as long as we're 500 or above, I'm going to be feeling okay about the way this season will play out, because I think we can win some games late. Like, I really like that stretch after the bye of Denver, Minnesota, New York as an opportunity to get right and get healthy. But right now, you cannot go below 500. That's when you push the panic button. I'm not pushing it right now, but if we lose to Dallas, I will be. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back. Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. We got the high school football broadcast game of the week every Friday night. Yeah, Friday Night Lights can be heard on 910 The Fan with Gary Hess and Gary Criswell. College, Hokies and Hoos, and the Washington Commanders can be heard every game here on 910 AM. 105.1 FM. Want to do a little Commanders comments here, Stubb. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I think we start with the most famous comment, Irving Magic Johnson. Yeah, Magic Johnson, the NBA Hall of Famer, involved in ownership for the Commanders, if you had forgotten. He was part of the group led by Josh Harris. He comments, the Commanders' 25-24 loss to the Bears last night was heartbreaking. Absolutely. I saw this that I totally agreed with online from the Commanders Declassified podcast. This team has yet to look like their 2024 selves for a full game. Sandra still's not themselves. Our defense can't stop anyone. The Terry holdout ruined any hope of offensive chemistry. Zero defensive discipline. We are losing to teams we should beat. It's going to be a long year. I mean, it's hard to disagree. I said we have to beat the Falcons. We have to beat the Chicago Bears. I didn't expect us to beat the Chargers, but those two losses are really stinging today. It's starting to pile up for sure. This team's now at 500 at 3-3. Wade tweets me, that was a garbage game, man. Rob says, I can't believe Jaden Daniels dropped the ball. And Nick tweets us, well, Jaden Daniels really screwed us here. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. Looks like our intern, diehard Commanders fan, Biff, wants to chime in. What's up, Biff? How are you?
Hey, guys. I know you guys have been talking about the terrible Tuesday, and man, has it been a terrible Tuesday. I just sat through a class, and I just didn't even listen. I've been listening to you all day.
Well, I appreciate you supporting the show there at High Point. Give us your three biggest takeaways from the 25-24 loss to the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, number one, it was just uncharacteristic. I just felt like Jaden Daniels didn't play the game that we know he can play. The first interception, they were driving down the field. I was pretty confident. And just a little behind Debo, that's a touchdown. He throws that pass a lot, and he usually completes it. Bill fumble, I mean, listen, he's a rookie. Like you've been talking about, you kind of worry about that as a rookie. I'm not going to be harped too much on Bill, but then the fumble, Jaden Daniels fumble, they said in the beginning of the game, they said, oh, Jaden Daniels has never fumbled the ball. And yeah, then he fumbles the ball. So it's just very uncharacteristic and clumsy. And then defense, I mean, when Quan Martin didn't make that tackle on DeAndre Swift, I had like a gut-wrenching like pain in my heart because I was like, we just let him back in this game. We had all the momentum. It was like a third and long or something like that. And it's not really a play to get 20, 30 yards. It's just to get the first down, knock him out of bounds. And he doesn't even – and DeAndre Swift makes us look like he's Saquon Barkley, and he's not.
Yeah.
And so it's just clumsy. It's not Washington Commanders, and I worry because if we have that momentum that we had against the Chargers, now it's gone, and now it's a short week against our rival at Dallas – like you said, it's a must-win game.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point about DeAndre Swift. We made him look like Saquon Barkley, and I respect DeAndre Swift. I think he's really good. Michael Phillips kind of disagrees with me, and when you look into the numbers, well, he's not even that good. He's like 20th right now in running backs. Now, I get it. He's, you know, has only played 5 games. Everybody else has played 6, but he's been tossed around this league from Detroit to Philadelphia to Chicago. His last 100 yard game was against Washington, you know, last year. And so, like, if we're making DeAndre Swift look like Saquon Barkley, what's Javonte Williams going to look like, right? And then, you know, what's Isaiah Pacheco going to look like? And then what's Jahmyr Gibbs going to look like? And then Devon Achane? Like, I don't know, are we going to be able to stop running backs anymore for the rest of the season? It was just really uncharacteristic, though, the offensive mistakes that we had.
What I worry about is honestly, like we talked about Kinlaw and Payne. Honestly, I've been very surprised that Kinlaw is here. I've been happy about it. But the outside run, it's like the fast, big, strong running backs. It's just, we have a problem. We did pretty good against Genty. We did pretty good against the Chargers with their 5 running backs that they played. Overall, like, and even like, but Scadaboo laid a hammer against, I think it was Quan Martin. It's just those big, fast running backs that can create space for their own players. It just gives us a big problem, and that's scary because that's every running back in this league now. And like you just named it, I totally forgot that we have all these great running backs coming up. And so now we just ask this offense to keep scoring every time. And if there's a time not to punt, it's these games coming up.
Yeah, and you know what? Not having Terry McLaurin certainly hurt the Commanders, but maybe even more of an impact in this game was not setting the edge and not having Dietrich Wise. Jacob Martin could not set the edge. Oof.
No. It was like almost like we were texting. We were texting earlier in the game and during the game, and I told you. I mean, I'll give you credit. I let everybody know. He told me that Chris Moore was a dog, and right when he texted me that, they scored a touchdown, and I was like, all right, Luke McCaffrey's turn, and he scores a touchdown. But we didn't even talk about this defense. We didn't even talk about the key pieces that we were missing on defense because we're so worried about the offense. So I just worry, and I was going to ask you guys, how long do we know about Terry's absence? Because we just paid him a lot of money. There's a lot of drama. Now he's not playing. How long are we thinking?
Yeah, we were hoping to get an update today from Dan Quinn at 3 p.m. I'm holding out hope that he will play against the Dallas Cowboys. Otherwise, it was a front office mistake and they should have put him on IR. I'm holding out hope that he will play against the Cowboys. Good call, Biff. I appreciate you chiming in. And I think he made a great point about this team not putting the game to bed when they took the lead by 8. Now, I wish it was 9 so badly, because we've seen how good this team is when they get a 2-score lead. But they came back with one big play to DeAndre Swift, and it flipped the momentum. Like we said earlier, from 16-10 to 24-16, you had all the momentum in the world. You had everything. You needed your defense to just get one stop, or at least hold them to a field goal. And they give up the big, explosive 55-yard play to DeAndre Swift. I had a bad feeling in my stomach after that as well. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most NFL talk in town. We got the Sports Junkies. They're Monday through Friday from 6 to 10 a.m. Michael Phillips, MP on the mic. All things Commanders in the National Football League. He's 10 to noon. I'm 12 to 3 AWOD before Grant and Danny drive you home here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, and as we sit here on a Tuesday, October 14th, just after 1:30, we want to hear from you, NFL fans. Give us your thoughts, your overreactions to Week 6, 833-804-0910. I'll tell you guys, I know Bears fans feel like they just won the Super Bowl. Commanders fans feel like they lost a playoff spot. Falcons fans today feel like they're a playoff team, and Bills fans want to fire their coach. It's time for an Overreaction Tuesday as we go around the National Football League on The Fan.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, we got Stubby Stub Stub running the ones and twos. Jeremy, nicknameless Jeremy, helping out on the board here this week. We haven't come closer to getting him a nickname yet. It's going to come organically. But Jeremy, I'll let you start us off here with an overreaction on a Tuesday.
Biggest overreaction this week, it's got to be Justin Fields can't be a starter anymore in the NFL.
I don't think that's an overreaction. No, the Jets need to bench Justin Fields. Now, the problem is they only have two quarterbacks on the roster, and the other one is Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor will always have a soft spot in my heart because he was awesome at Tech, but he's now 36 years old, and it feels like he's lost his fastball. So what do they do? I mean, Aaron Glenn's going to get himself fired sticking with Justin Fields, but I'm not sure Tyrod's the answer. The answer might have been Joe Flacco. The answer might be trading for Shedeur Sanders. Will the Jets actually pull the trigger, or will they continue to trot out Justin Fields every week?
I think they're going to trot out Justin for a while longer. I don't know. We have such good running backs, and you should have such a good receiving core. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the coaching.
No,
I don't know if it's
not the coaching. He's been on three different teams now. He cannot throw the football. I'll give him credit. He has zero interceptions, but he's 29th in yards and 28th in touchdowns. The Jets' offense just doesn't move the football, and they only put up 11 points in London in a loss to the Denver Broncos. I've got an overreaction for you that I've seen online here. Drake May will turn out to be the best quarterback from the 2024 NFL draft class.
If Jaden Daniels wasn't in it.
No. Jaden Daniels is still in there.
Yeah.
He might end up being second or third.
I think he's got a great case for two right now.
I'm not putting him ahead of Bo Nix yet, because Bo Nix has proved it, and he got into the playoffs, and the Broncos are still having another strong season. To me, he's moved into third ahead of Caleb and ahead of Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy, right?
Yep.
Here's an overreaction I've got for you guys. The Jags' 4-1 start was a mirage. What do you think?
I don't know.
I think that's very possible. I think we just have seen Trevor Lawrence fall back before. It's a first-year head coach. You have that win over the Chiefs, which is huge. But the beaten-up 49ers, Texans, Panthers, those aren't the craziest. I mean, a loss to the Bengals is pretty bad. I think they could miss out on the playoffs. I think you're right.
I think these next four games will tell us everything. Two road trips, Raiders, Texans, and then in between that, Rams and Chargers. They've got to find a way to go 2-2 and get to a 6-4 mark if they're going to be a playoff team. What are you overreacting about today, Stubb?
I'm looking at all these teams and I could not tell you who the contenders are. I literally, for like 6 weeks in, I don't know who's good. I can't name one team that I'm confident in is definitely going to win a playoff game or win two at this point. I just can't.
My reaction 6 weeks into the season, maybe this is an overreaction, is when healthy, and they have not been healthy, but when healthy, the Bucs might be the best team in the NFL.
I think
what
they
Baker's
might
doing
be.
Right now is insane. They don't have Mike Evans.
It doesn't
now,
feel
Abuka
right,
just yeah.
Got
hurt. It's crazy. Is Mahomes' magic back, or is that an overreaction, Jeremy?
I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I was about to counter you guys with maybe the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL despite being 3-3 right now. He just continues to find people in the end zone. He doesn't have any weapons right now, and yet, I mean, he's in the MVP conversation, I think.
Yeah. I've been sticking with this reaction. I don't think it's an overreaction. I think Shanahan has proved this. He is the quarterback whisperer. Mac Jones is going to be an NFL starting quarterback next year, either with the 49ers or elsewhere.
No, you got me in agreement there. I think he's absolutely proved it, and they're paying Brock Purdy too much money to let Mac Jones not go somewhere else. Someone is going to pay him or trade for a lot.
The Ravens season is over, even if Lamar Jackson returns. Overreaction or not, guys?
That's a tough one.
I buy it. 1-5. I mean, has that even happened before? Someone to come back? And I need to look at the Ravens' upcoming schedule real quick.
Well, they've got
it's
Chicago
pretty easy.
After the
I've
bye.
Actually, I'm looking at it. It's a pretty easy schedule. You got the Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets
there's
in
a
there.
Reason that they're excited for Lamar to return.
Yeah, he
because
could easily win the next
the
five
buys
straight.
At the perfect time, and they could go on a 6-game win streak, right? The problem
Absolutely,
is
yeah.
They put themselves in a spot where if they don't go on a 6-game win streak, they're going to be not a division champion at all, and they're going to be relying on a wild card spot. And then my last overreaction is that Sam Darnold should be in MVP conversations.
I think it's reasonable to have him in there. I'm like Baker Mayfield for me is number one, and then it's
Baker's
a huge drop off.
Me.
Like it's a huge drop off, and then you can add in, you know, maybe an Allen, although he's falling a lot. You can put Mahomes in there, and I think Sam Darnold is maybe number five on the list.
Yeah, I mean, he's number three in yards, number five in touchdowns, and he's gotten the Seahawks off to a 4-2 start this season. They've got the Texans coming up this weekend. Jeremy, any other overreactions you've got for us here following week 6 of the NFL season?
I think the Giants might be a good football team. It's hard to tell with all the injuries that they have, but I think they might be a good football team.
I don't think so. I really don't think so. What is a good football team for you? Like, what would their win-loss be at the end of the season for you to say they're a good football team?
I think they'd have to be 8-9, 9-8, somewhere right around 500.
Yeah, I don't think they get there. Maybe 8. Maybe I could see them getting to 8-9. There's just no way I see them finishing 9-8. I mean, look at the next 3 weeks. At Denver, at Philly, then against the 49ers. They still have at Detroit on their schedule, Washington on the schedule, Dallas on the schedule, of course, and at New England. Like I had predicted that they were going to be better than people had thought they were going to be this year, but that was because I thought Russell Wilson was going to be getting the starts here. I just don't know what to make of Jackson Dart right now. Number one, I still think he's not going to last through the season. He's putting his body into harm's way like crazy. I mean, he's diving forward head first. He already went into concussion protocol in that game and then came back out there. So I don't believe in Jackson Dart. I also think he's throwing interceptable passes. He's throwing lollipops. He's throwing lollipops right now. He's got to have more bullets if I'm going to believe in him. Stubb, any other overreactions here?
I think the Colts are going to get 12 to 14 wins and then get blown out in the first round of the playoffs. I think they're going to build a bunch of wins here. I think they're going to look really good, but when it matters, I don't expect Daniel Jones to show up.
Yeah, I mean, look, if the Colts, which right now they've only got a 1-game lead on Jacksonville, right? But Houston's already screwed, Tennessee's already screwed, and they fired their coach. I think the Indianapolis Colts win their division, and then watch, they have Baltimore come to town, right?
Maybe even like if New England holds strong.
Right, or even New England could come to town.
I think
and
New
beat
England
them.
Could beat them in the playoffs, yeah.
How about this? I think Kansas City, Denver, or the Chargers could come to town and beat them. I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I think that's a great take right there. Indianapolis is going to be a playoff team that loses by a lot in the first round.
It's the Vikings to me. Exactly what the Vikings were last year. They got 14 wins and they didn't have a shot.
And you know what? Daniel Jones was last on the Vikings, too. He is the missing piece for a team that's going to win a lot of games and then lose in the postseason. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You guys haven't said anything about the Falcons win over the Bills. Was that just a fluke win? Am I overreacting about the Falcons? I mean, all week long I said they're going to be in that game because they play really well at home.
I just have no idea what the Bills are at this point. You look at their wins, they have four wins, and the best team they played had two wins. You know, you look at the 1-5 Ravens, the 1-5 Saints, they have not actually built up a resume.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that says is more about the Bills than the Falcons themselves. The Falcons have all the talent in the world to do that every once in a while, right? They have Bijan, they have Drake London, Michael Penix is good for a game or two like that, but the Bills' defense isn't great, and when there's no weapons for Josh Allen to throw to, it can get really bad really quickly.
So, Jeremy, you've heard of CJ2K, Chris Johnson.
Of course.
Running back for the Titans who had 2,000 yards. Am I going to say this hot take or what? But Bijan Robinson has a chance to be BRBJ3K all-purpose. He's almost at 1,000 yards all-purpose right now. I mean, I don't think anybody's stopping him. What he has added in his game in terms of the dimension of catching the ball and running, it's insane, right? So he had the 81-yarder yesterday against the Bills, but he also had 6 catches for 68 yards. He's averaging almost 60 yards receiving every game and about 80 yards rushing every game. He could be 3,000 all-purpose this season. I said he was going to be the face of the league, Stub.
You did, and I actually want to ask you right now, Bijan or Jonathan Taylor, who would you take straight up right now?
Bijan Robinson.
All right.
Yeah. Look, I think Jonathan Taylor's doing well because I think the Colts have built out that offensive line. I think people are sleeping on what a blocking tight end brings, and Mo Alie-Cox is one of the greats in the NFL right now, just like John Bates, right? It's an underrated thing. For me, I don't think the Falcons' O-line is very good. I don't think Michael Penix is very good, and that's why I think what Bijan Robinson is doing is insane. He's not even getting blocked, and yet he's just jumping around and making people miss. 170 yards on the ground? That's Saquon stuff, dude. And he caught it 6 times for 68 yards. He's been the face of the league this year, and I think there's a chance he gets to 3,000 all-purpose yards. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now.
sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Mid high kick is good, and the Bears win it. Jake Moody, a hero tonight.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most Commanders coverage in town. And that was the television broadcast for the final call last night. Jake Moody nails it, and the Bears win 25-24 on Monday Night Football. The loss brings Washington crashing back down from their high in the win on the West Coast, their first road win of the season against the Chargers. And now the team suffers their first home loss of the season and falls to 500, 3-3, with a road trip on a short week now to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. That will be this Sunday at 4:25. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We're reacting to the loss last night. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. I'm still not over how good we made DeAndre Swift look. I mean, just so frustrating. The inability to tackle him. Felt like every time he went around outside, he got 10 yards. The stats say he averaged 11 yards on outside rushes. Yeah, we did it pretty good at stopping him when he went up the middle. We stuffed him, all right? But around the outside, they picked up chunk play after chunk play. And it's also frustrating because Jaden Daniels lost us that game. And I like Jaden Daniels as much as the next person. And I call him Jaden Messiah. He single-handedly made Sundays fun again. But he knows that was completely his fault. I know that was completely his fault. Two turnovers from Jaden Daniels lost us that game. One from Bill didn't help. But with the game on the line, he had been perfect. And I don't know why they even went with that play call. I would have had him under center. I don't know if it would have worked either way. Kind of felt like we were playing not to lose in that moment there. But Jaden Daniels knows that was completely his fault. And I think just like when our coach got knocked down, he's going to get back up again, and he'll throw the first punch against Dallas. And I think he'll have a good first drive. Because he had a good first drive going in this game. And then threw an interception, trying to squeeze one in the end zone there, looking for Deebo Samuel. Here's Jaden Daniels after the game, and you can see who he blames.
I just lost the ball. Completely my fault. Didn't give Bill a chance, so it was my fault.
Yeah, Jaden, it was your fault. And it's hard to get super upset with him with how great he's been throughout his entire rookie season. And he brought the magic back last week with a big road win against the L.A. Chargers. But, I mean, that's how I feel today. I feel like Jaden Daniels lost us that game. And as many games as he's won us, he lost us that game. Now, it's something that he can clean up. And I expect him to have a really good game against Dallas. It's just kind of shocking that he lost focus there. Kind of shocking. Because it was a wet and it was a rainy night. All right? And he had already dropped the ball before. So, like, he should have been paying more attention, Stubb, right? I mean, he had already tried to roll out and simply put the ball on the ground. He didn't look like himself all game long. He kind of, you know, he was making great passes, but in terms of, like, the ball security, it was just not there from him.
It was so he would make a scramble and he would look like authentic Jaden, and then something weird would happen.
Yeah.
Is he just bad in rain? Is it taking him a while get back? I think we forget that I forgot the defender, but he slammed his head right into Jaden's knee. And I wonder if that was a pain thing and it was in his head that his knee was hurting really bad. But
no,
I
that's
don't know.
A good point there. Because that hit, I thought, kind of changed the game. It helped Washington, obviously, because it was a 15-yard penalty. But it was a big blow right to his injured knee. No, that's a good point. stub. It's hard to blame an injury when he just simply drops the ball there. But there must have been something else going on in his mind, or maybe he was thinking about the next play because there's a chance they were going to go for it on fourth down, I think, if Bill had gotten a little bit closer as well. This team, you know, just lacks of execution, right? Lack of execution. But as much as I want to blame Jane Daniels and Bill and the turnovers, there were defensive issues all over the place. Here's Dan Quinn talking about how the defense let him down.
Going in, I thought, you know, could we play, you know, better on third down and have some space? I thought we did that one, but just in the run game, wasn't strong enough, in my opinion. And on the long one, obviously missed a tackle on the blitz. So that one stings. But again, I just didn't think we played well enough in any of the phases, dug ourselves out of a hole, dug ourselves into it first. But, you know, we got a lot to clean up.
Yeah. No, I'm with him in terms of we dug ourselves too deep of a hole. Right? It didn't feel like much at the time, down just 6-0. But it's just the cumulative effect of three games in a row with 0 points in the first quarter. You leave yourself very small room for error, right, when you have that bad of a first quarter. And you cannot combine that with losing the turnover battle 3-0. That just lost us the game. Absolutely. It's so frustrating, too, because I thought that we had a good game plan, right? Like, once again, I'm not blaming the coaching staff for the slow start here. We went down the field and Jane threw an interception, and then Bill fumbled the ball. This is on the players. It's going to be a very interesting, so usually it's Tell the Truth Monday, right? This is going to be a very interesting Tell the Truth Tuesday, because I think in previous defeats, the coaching staff would put their hands up first. Today needs to be Jaden Daniels, Bill, Quan Martin, Bobby Wagner. The players on the field need to take accountability for the mistakes and the defeat. To me, this was not really on the coaching staff. I really thought it was a good game plan defensively from Joe Witt Jr., right? They got 3 sacks on Caleb Williams. He was constantly moved off of his spot. 17 of 29, 252 yards. 3 interceptable passes. 3 QB rating of 37.2. That's not good enough to win most games in the NFL. Thought we had a good game plan from the coaching staff, right? Even on the play, it was a smart blitz there. Coaching staff can't be blamed for Quan Martin and Marshawn Lattimore running into each other and then both of them failing to tackle DeAndre Swift. This was on the players. And it starts with Jaden Daniels, right? But it continues throughout the entire roster and to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, Chris Moore, 3 catches for 46 yards, right? 3 catches for 46 yards, but he had 5 targets, 2 drops in big spots there. We got what we needed from Zach Ertz. Jalen Lane, 1 catch. Luke McCaffrey, 1 catch. I'm sorry, I can't hype that up in a game in which you're without 3 wide receivers. You need more catches than that. So this is on the players. To me, I thought Dan Quinn had a good game plan. I thought Cliff Kingsbury had a couple of terrific calls, like the fake screen to Luke McCaffrey. They just did not execute. They did not execute this game. Lack of execution. Here, let's hear from Dan Quinn about the lack of execution last night.
I was surprised. It's an area that we obviously spend a lot of time on, a lot of space, and we'll continue to do that. But for us to come out the other end of it, you know, it just not getting and creating takeaways, I think, honestly, that's a big part of it too, man. Like, the end, we don't like it, but we've got to go get the stops to go make that happen, and we didn't. But I'll give credit to Chicago. They outperformed us tonight, and that stings. But that's the facts.
That is from Dan Quinn. I don't know if I agree that they outperformed us, but we made more mistakes, and the mistakes lost us this game. And I love what Michael Phillips said. You know, in basketball, the star players make star plays. In football, you're just searching for weaknesses, and they found one in our inability to stop the run on the outside. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.